And Mr. Wersel.
Your Honor, we would like to call Mr. Jelly to the stand.
Mr. Jelly, if you'd please come forward. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give in this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Please be seated. If you'll state and spell your name for us.
My name is Eric, E-R-I-K. Last name is pronounced Jelly, H-J-E-L-L-E.
Mr. Wersel.
Mr. Jelly, are you a member of the Maplewood Firefighters Association?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And has that in the past been known as Maplewood Firefighters Association, Inc.?
It's the same thing, yes.
Okay. But up until recently, it was not incorporated, is that right?
We incorporated in 2005, I believe.
Okay. Excuse me. And when was the Maplewood Firefighters Association first, when did it first come into existence?
2003-2004, around the first of the year.
Okay. So its existence had nothing to do with this upcoming election in a direct sense, right?
Not exactly. In fact, one of the first, in the original telephone hearing, there's actually an email from the former city manager back in 2004 and the fire chief acknowledging the existence of the Firefighters Association. So the fire chief did know about it in 2004. Why he had an email, I don't have a clue.
Say that again.
Why in his latest email he did not know of the existence when in 2004 we have an email from him acknowledging the existence of it, I can't explain that. He does know we exist.
And do you have an official capacity with the Maplewood Firefighters Association?
No, I was one of the original founders, but I am not on the board.
Okay. Does the association have committees?
How so?
Well, sometimes it might have a group might have an entertainment committee. It might have political committee, it might have a fundraising committee or something?
No.
Okay. Now, does the Maplewood Firefighters Association ever use the term Maplewood Fire?
Yes, on t-shirts, shirts, jackets, different things, correct.
And were there some discussions with any representative of the city concerning your use of that those words?
Yes, we actually had a department meeting on this. There were some individuals that, you know, make t-shirts and jackets and hats and so guys can wear them on a casual basis and whatnot. And there became a problem with differentiating between the department issued clothing and the clothing that got people would wear when they're not on duty or they're out in public or whatnot. And I actually have a bag full of different versions of different shirts. And we actually had a department meeting, and I believe it was back in 2005, when we actually sat down and determined what is official and what is not official and what can be worn and what cannot be worn when you're on duty representing the city. The fire department logo, which was submitted by Mr. Flister on one of the exhibits, was on a snapshot of the website, was a logo that just says Maplewood Fire on it, that was decided at that meeting would represent the department in its official capacity, to be put on our dress uniform and on the sides of trucks and that kind of stuff. We had another logo, which I've got copies of it, and shirts and t-shirts and hats, that says Maplewood Fire on it, but does not say the word department, and that was how we differentiated between representing the city and representing just being a firefighter in the city of Maplewood. There's a logo on there, and this is Maplewood Fire on it, but it does not say department. All of our other uniforms, in some fashion, or say department or DEPT. There's also a fire department crest that actually has it in there, and it is, over the years have been different kinds of pieces that have been used to identify which ones. So we really came down to, there's two different logos, and the logos we really kind of separated out to make them simple and make them clear for us to remember which ones are which, but the key came down to using the word department or not. Maplewood Fire doesn't exist. It's not an entity. Fire department is an entity that exists. The fire department is a city fire department. So in our minds, it's very, very clear. Maplewood Fire is not the fire department. The fire department, if it's uniform, if it's equipment or whatever, it says the Maplewood Fire Department on it in some capacity. Or in the case of our ambulance, which is one of the photos was recently submitted by Mr. Flister, it shows the front of the ambulance. Unfortunately, if you show the side of it, it says Maplewood Emergency Services on the side of it. And it's an ambulance that's run by the fire department. That's why, under state law, you have to have the license plate say fire on it. But the Maplewood symbol on the front is reference to Maplewood Emergency Services, because that's actually a different entity under the fire department. Gets kind of confusing, but we all kind of know the difference.
So it's your understanding that the Maplewood Firefighters Association had permission to use the words Maplewood Fire, and this permission was granted by the fire chief, is that correct?
Back in the meeting in 2005, it was clearly stated that if you wish to go out and purchase and create hats and shirts and t-shirts and whatnot and jackets, that as long as you did not use their logo, which we decided to kind of divide up and being their logo, which is the one that was submitted by Mr. Flister, and did not reference the name department or the city. I mean, you know, even the city of Maplewood on it, but just said Maplewood Fire, that was something that could be used to create shirts, t-shirts, logos, and basically was our moniker to be referred to as.
To your knowledge, was that term used by the, let me rephrase that, to your knowledge, was the term Maplewood Fire used by the Maplewood Fire Association, or Firefighters Association, Inc., for any other purpose such as fundraising, fireman's ball, or any other reason?
Any other besides what, just so I'm sure?
You're right, Ryan. I'm sorry. Any other reason other than the political endorsement that is in dispute here today, or other than as you have suggested on various caps and shirts?
I don't recall. I mean, I have a shirt that's over 10 years old, and I've only been in the fire department 8 years, and it says Maplewood Fire on it, so I don't know the full history. I can't go back that far.
Now, you're on the city council of the city of Maplewood, right?
That's correct.
And how long have you been on there?
2 years. Well, it'll be 2 years in January.
Because you were elected in November before, and then took office into January, right?
In January 2006, correct.
And to make sure I understood you, you've been a fireman for 8 years, right?
It'd be 8 years in March.
And as such, you're a volunteer, is that right?
Well, we're technically paid per call.
Okay.
We're city employees because of some liability reasons. If I'm doing something, and mostly it's because of the ambulance calls. You know, if you're providing patient care or you're doing something and something happens, I won't get sued personally. I have the protection of the city to look out for that. That's a real possibility. And also, if you're driving a truck and you get in a car accident or something, yeah, we're that. But we're not, you know, we don't get benefits. We don't get a regular pay. We, you know, if my pager goes off and I choose to respond, I am paid $15? I don't even know. $15, something like that? I don't even know, to be honest with you. And if it's a five-second call or if it's 5 days, I mean, it just depends. You get $15. So,
as a member of the city council, you get calls from various constituents concerning matters of public import in the city of Maplewood, right?
Oh, you get every kind of call. You get them from loud dog complaints to parking to, yeah, everything.
You get calls about sewer problems.
That's correct.
Different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you receive any phone calls yourself about the political endorsement ad that's in dispute here today?
Signed, no.
Do you know if anybody with the Maplewood Firefighters Association received any calls concerning it?
No, I asked the board members. No one's received anything.
The board members would all be fire people, firemen, right?
Correct.
Firemen and women?
Correct. We all, I mean, well, I shouldn't say all of us live in Maplewood, but the board does. But I mean, generally, out of the 80 paid per call firefighters that we have, I'd say at least 70 or so live in the city. So, I mean, we all know our neighbors and whatnot, so.
I guess this wasn't submitted to the court ahead of time, as I perhaps should have done, but I hope that's not a problem. Mr. Jelly.
Well, let me just ask this question. Do we have photocopies of this sign?
Yes, you do.
Exhibit 1.
Okay, then you can go ahead, but we're going to rely on Exhibit 1 rather than add that to the record, unless there's some objection that the photocopies aren't accurate, okay?
It seems easier to file the photocopies than this.
Well, I'm not sure that the photocopy was complete. It sounded like on some of the photocopies, the bottom part was cut off.
And we'll make note of which exhibits are an accurate representation of the sign, but I just don't want to take that into evidence if we can avoid it.
Huh. That's fine. Mr. Jelly, this is the endorsement sign that's in dispute, is that correct?
Yes.
And did you help create this?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And did you arrange the printing?
Oh, actually, one of our guys in our fire department actually owns a printing company, so he did it.
Okay. Did you discuss it with him?
We kind of gave that to John, and John kind of took care of it for us. But okay. Yeah, I mean, there was probably four or five of us that were involved.
Okay.
John's a little bit more artistically inclined than, I'm not really that good at that.
Mr. Jelly, who is John?
I'm sorry, John Capistrani. He's a volunteer firefighter in Maplewood. He also owns the printing company that printed the signs. Capistrani is Capistrant. John? Yeah, you're right.
And who worked out the exact wording?
Oh, there was four or five of us.
And
we didn't spend a whole lot of time on it. It's a pretty simple sign. Doesn't really.
Did you discuss whether there might be any confusion created by the wording?
No, not at all.
And then down at the bottom, you put some additional wording, right?
Oh, yeah, the prepared paid for statement, yes.
That which is in much smaller print, right?
Correct.
And that says prepared and paid for by Maplewood Firefighters Association, Inc., Dale Solheid, Solheid, Treasurer, 581 Dorland Road, Maplewood, Minnesota, 55119. Was it your understanding that that type of prepared and paid for wording was required on a political sign?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was because we obviously, on my own signs, 2 years ago, the Firefighters Association kind of went through that, so that was correct.
And how many signs did you have printed?
Of those?
Yes.
I think it was like 35.
Right. And how did they get distributed?
John, basically, his shop is over in St. Paul, and I think it was Dale actually picked them up, paid for them, and then, gave out four or five, six to each one of the five different fire districts in Maplewood. We have five different areas in Maplewood.
Who is Dale, sir?
Dale Solheid, he's the person on the bottom. He's the treasurer.
How was it that reference to the, if this was only produced by the Maplewood Firefighters Association, how is it that the word police appears on that?
Because they also endorsed Rebecca Cave.
Did someone from the police union or somebody ask you to put it on there?
No.
Did they pay or help prepare this at all?
No.
Did you have their permission to do it? They asked?
Yes.
Is there a reason why in the uppercase, the larger letters, you didn't refer to Maplewood Firefighters Association, Inc.?
Because on my previous signs from 2 years ago, which were submitted in evidence. It's a red-colored sign. I forgot the number on it, but, you know, part of the problem is in Maplewood, we have a pretty restrictive sign ordinance, and the largest sign you can put up is a 2x4 sign. And if you look at the sign I had, I wish I would have brought an old sign, because it doesn't really do justice, but it was too busy. There was too many words on there, and if you drive by at 35, 40 miles an hour, you get my name, which is a very unique name, but that's pretty much it. And so, in trying to make the wording bigger, bolder, so it'd be easier to see for people, and having to incorporate the fact that the police officers also endorse Rebecca, that was what we came up with, and it seemed pretty basic.
Now, eventually a complaint was raised and brought to your attention concerning the wording on the sign. Is that correct?
Yes.
And did you then change the sign?
Yeah, I talked to a couple people on the board members and said, obviously, this is a concern. And we had not heard about it. We never thought about it. To us, I actually had to sit down with two of the board members and actually explain it to them, because in their mind, it's pretty clear. And so the decision was made by the board, because the whole purpose for this was, and this is the ironic part of this, is we're trying to make it very clear to people what their decisions and what their choices are. Nobody wanted any confusion over the message. Nobody wanted anybody to not know that the police officers and firefighters in the city of Maplewood have made a very clear choice, and they have endorsed one person together versus total three other people. And we wanted them to fully understand that we wanted a very clear, concise message so that people have absolutely no idea or confusion or gray area or anything was in dispute. And so when this was brought to our attention, you know, it's like, well, obviously we didn't really see what was going on, and we didn't even, in our way of thinking and our way of dealing with stuff, there is no confusion. But obviously if there is a person who's confused, and that means the message probably isn't very clear to people, and so therefore let's change the signs and make it very, very clear, and simply remove the word Maplewood, which is redundant because of the fact that if the sign is in the city of Maplewood and you're referring to police officers and firefighters endorsing a candidate for Maplewood City Council, it's kind of restating the obvious. I mean, I don't think anybody is under the assumption that it's the Golden Valley Police Department or the St. Paul Fire Department when the sign is in the city of Maplewood. So simply taking away the word Maplewood on the new sign, clearly, you know, much more addresses the issue of making the message clear, because you're already stating the fact that if it's in Maplewood, you by default are already making reference to the police officers and firefighters in Maplewood. It's pretty clear. So that was our whole message, was to change it and put the new sign up and make it crystal clear to people without any reservations whatsoever that, you know, the police officers and firefighters in the city of Maplewood endorse Rebecca Cave. And that was the reason why we changed it out. I just wish someone would have came and told us without having to go to a hearing for this.
You're familiar with Mr. Robert Schmidt, one of the complainants.
Yes, I am.
And my understanding, his son formerly worked for the city. Is that correct?
I believe he did, yes.
And then at some point you became a city councilman, right?
That's correct.
And after you became city councilman, his son was let go. Is that right?
Yes, but let me explain something, because it's kind of confusing for people. Maplewood is a Plan B city. And what that really means is that as a city council person, we have five council persons, including the mayor. None of us have any control over any city employee whatsoever. It's not like a lot of other cities where a city council person has control over individual employees. We have absolutely none other than the city manager, who is our employee, who is tasked by the state of Minnesota basically to manage the city. So, yes, he worked in the city of Maplewood, but I have absolutely no control over that position, or any position in the city of Maplewood.
You dealt with Mr. Schmidt both before and after his son was let go?
No, I did not know who Mr. Schmidt was until...
Until after the son was let go?
Very near that. I know he appeared at a couple of council meetings in December and January of last year, to voice his concern about his son's position.
What concern did he have?
That the city was not being fair to his son.
And did he seem to bear any personal animus toward you or to any other member of the council or staff of the city?
Yes. But I mean, you have, it's his son. I mean, you know, I would expect that at least.
I'm not sure I covered this. It's possible I did. Has the fire department chief or anybody else of a administrative capacity with the city contacted you concerning complaints raised by any voter or citizen of the city?
No.
Concerning these signs?
No, and I see the police. I saw the police chief at 3:30 this morning. I unfortunately probably see him more than my wife sometimes, unfortunately. And no one has said anything to anybody.
And you work very closely with Mr. Copeland, right?
Well, he's the city manager.
Okay. And he comes to city council meetings, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
At the time this sign was created, it was definitely your understanding and your belief in good faith that you had the authority to use the words Maplewood Fire, correct?
Along with Maplewood Police and referencing police officers and firefighters, yes.
Nothing further, Your Honor.
I just want to be sure I understood one thing you said. You said there could be no misunderstanding about whether the St. Paul Police Department or Fire Department endorsed Ms. Cave. Could you say again what you said then?
Yeah. If a campaign sign is in the city of Maplewood, for example, and you reference the, you know, police and fire endorsing that a candidate for that city council, I think it's pretty clear to understand to the average person that you're referencing the police officers and firefighters in that city. You know, I don't think there's any question about, you know, when we put on the word Maplewood, we were trying to just reference ourselves and trying to basically state the obvious. And the obvious being that if the sign's in the city of Maplewood and you're referencing police officers and firefighters in that city, you've already referenced the city of Maplewood. I mean, you know, Maplewood firefighters and police officers. So by having the word Maplewood on there, just kind of restated the obvious since the signs are only posted in Maplewood. And so that's why our new signs, we just simply kept things the same and removed the word at Maplewood on there. Because it basically stated the obvious. I mean, I don't think anybody's under consideration that, you know, if you have police and fire endorse Rebecca Cave for Maplewood City Council, I don't think anybody's under the assumption that it's the Golden Valley Police Department or the police officers, or the St. Paul police officers, or firefighters, or any other city other than police officers and firefighters in the city of Maplewood. We just basically restated the obvious, and that's why we just kind of looked at it and said, well, if this is what's causing the concern with people, and this is where the problems are, we just removed it. So.
All right, I think you've been clear about it.
Okay.
Mr. Flister, do you have any questions for the witness?
Yes, I do. How many citizens were at the meeting when you decided that firefighters could use the word Maplewood Fire and the department would always put department on?
How many citizens were there?
Yes.
60?
No, not firefighters, citizens.
Well, they're citizens too, Mr. Flister.
All right.
I'm a taxpayer. I pay taxes in the city of Maplewood.
That's not the distinction I was trying to draw. Of course you're a citizen. Other than firefighters, how many citizens were there?
I have no idea.
Any?
I have no idea. We have people sitting there all the time for meetings, especially business meetings. So some of our business meetings actually are badge ceremonies where you have, you know, family relatives and, you know, come in there. Yeah, we have lots of different things in those, yeah.
Just to clear up a couple minor things, you testified that firefighters don't receive benefits. Do you receive a pension?
Yeah, if I'm there over 10 years, I receive a pension, which I have not been there for 10 years, so I don't get a benefit.
Thank you. I just wondered. one other small thing I wanted to clear up. You testified that John, I didn't hear the last name, I'm sorry.
Capistrano.
Capistrano prepared and produced the sign and printed it and so on.
He helped lay it out. In printer's terms, correct.
And then took care of the printing.
That's correct.
His printing company took care of it.
That's correct.
Did you declare an in-kind contribution to that work?
I believe the Firefighter Association paid for it.
But was there an in-kind contribution for the design work and the print work done by the firefighter member?
I don't know how you'd have in-kind when you paid for the printing of the signs. That comes in part of the charges. I mean, you don't pay it separately.
Thank you. You were testifying early on in your testimony about logos, and I got confused. You testified that the department logos always have the word department in them, and the T-shirts and so on that we're talking about never have the word.
Actually, I can really easily show it in a T-shirt if you wouldn't mind.
I don't really care about the T-shirt. I care about the department's logo. You testified that the department logo would always have the word department in it.
No, references to the fire department would always have the word department in them.
Okay. How do you explain then the logo that's on the door, the truck, the word Maplewood Fire on the side of the truck?
Because
the shield logo on the uniform, all three of which always say Maplewood Fire.
We had two logos. There was a decision because of all the logo that you saw that was on there was already on all the trucks, or most of the trucks, and was also used on our dress uniform. And it didn't seem like it was logical for us to turn around and require the city to go back and to re-stripe and reattach new logos on all the fire trucks, of which we've got, I want to say 14, 15. Actually, more than that, because you got ambulance. It's over 20 vehicles. Plus all of the uniforms for 80 people. I mean, that would have been an incredible expense. And that's why the logo was set to be a logo, but that when you have a T-shirt made up, or the fire department has a T-shirt made up, or a jacket's created, or whatever, it says department on it. And there is actually a crest which says Maplewood Fire Rescue Department on it.
So that distinction would like to be drawn, but so far has not been drawn, since there are many pieces of equipment and uniforms and so on. You just testified that just say Maplewood Fire. Is that correct?
Well, the newer trucks say Maplewood Fire Emergency Services on them. Well, no, actually, all of the ambulances do.
Right. But are there existing trucks, existing uniforms, existing equipment of all kinds, maps and the like, that still just say Maplewood Fire?
We still have maps that say East County Line Fire Department on them.
Sir, you need to answer the question.
Yes, there are situations where it's not uniform by any means.
Okay, thank you. You testified that the size of the sign was the reason that you chose to use the words Maplewood Fire. How big is the biggest sign possible in the room?
There is a square foot, I think, total square feet you can use. How that equates out, I know the largest sign that you can get for a yard sign is relatively 2x4. It comes out being a little bit bigger, I think, for this area, but we just commonly use 2x4 signs.
How large were your signs in 2005?
2x4.
What did they say?
They said common sense, or change in common sense, Eric Jelly, endorsed by the Maplewood Firefighters Association, Inc., endorsed by the Maplewood Firefighters Association, Inc., on the bottom row.
Thank you. So there's plenty of room on that sign. It was the same size as this sign.
Oh, and it says it on the bottom there, too.
But the endorsement, not the paperwork, the endorsement on your original sign in 2005 was the entire phrase Maplewood Firefighters Association, Inc.?
Yeah, because it didn't include a police department.
Same size sign, is that correct?
Yeah, because it did not include a police department.
Okay, thank you. You also testified that when you took these signs down, you put new signs up, and that you were speaking of them as your signs, and that you removed the word Maplewood. Is that correct?
They're not. They actually were done by Ms. Cave.
Did you testify that they were your signs?
I may have said that word, but they're not my signs.
Did you testify that they were
I have no idea what I said, but they're not my signs. They obviously stay prepared and paid for by Rebecca Cave.
Thank you very much. So, if space is an issue, why doesn't the sign say MFA? instead of the word Maplewood Fire?
Never thought about it.
When you abbreviate Maplewood Fire in your internal communications, Maplewood Fire, Fire Association, in your internal communications, how do you do it?
Well, everyone does it a different way. Some people paraphrase it, some people spell it out, some people put down Maplewood Firefighters, and some put down the association, some put down MFA, some put down MFFA.
So if you were going to abbreviate Maplewood Firefighters Association, how would you do it? You personally?
I've never thought about it, Mr. Flister.
Thank you. Do you think, what does Maplewood Fire represent on this sign?
The firefighters in Maplewood.
The firefighters of the city of Maplewood, I believe is what you testified to.
Yeah, the city of Maplewood.
So you think there's a one-to-one correspondence between members of the Maplewood Firefighters Association and the position of firefighter for the city of Maplewood?
That question doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay. You're saying that it represents the firefighters of the city of Maplewood. So is every firefighter in the city of Maplewood a member of the Maplewood Firefighters Association?
No.
At one other point, I need to recall your memory so carefully, but you talked about, I believe it was the St. Cloud Fire Department would be, or one such state, I don't remember which you said, some other city anyway, when you were listing off various cities that, of course, if you didn't have the name of the city at the top, it could be this department or that department. Do you recall using the word department when you were describing what people were to infer when they saw the word fire on the sign?
That's not what I meant. It's very, very clear. If the sign is in the city of Maplewood, people assume when you say police and fire indoors that they're referring to that city's police officers and firefighters.
It can't be any other cities.
I mean, if it's only for one city council, it doesn't make any sense to assume that it's anybody else.
So by claiming Maplewood Fire on the sign, you're saying that is the endorsement of Maplewood's firefighters?
The Maplewood Firefighters Association, yes.
Where does it say association in the endorsement portion of the sign? Not the paperwork part of the sign.
It doesn't have to say that. The reference on there, I mean, you see police endorsed and fire endorsed, labor endorsed. You see that all the time. Which labor union is it?
Does the city of Maplewood have a department of labor?
I have absolutely no idea. I doubt it, but you know, we have a lot of departments that I would love to take care of, but you know what? I don't know about that.
So as a city council member, you're testifying, you don't know whether the city has a department of labor or not?
I don't know how to answer that.
Just answer, do you know?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Thank you. Early in your testimony, shortly after you were talking about logos, you stated that Maplewood Fire is not an entity, but Maplewood Fire Department is. So I ask again, what does Maplewood Fire stand for on this thing?
Maplewood Firefighters.
Maplewood Firefighters.
That's correct.
Thank you. I think I have no further questions. In fact, I'm certain I have.
Mr. Wurzel?
No questions.
Anything further for this witness?
You just...
Yeah.
But...
Excuse me, Mr. Jelly.
Yes.
I think there previously testimony that the term, or that Maplewood Fire was a registered name.
That's correct.
And it registered by the city?
No, it's actually...
I was confused.
I understand that, because this is very confusing. When we had that meeting 2 years ago, we all kind of, it made sense to us, and that's why we kind of created that separation. And in light of this issue and brought to light, we have a lot of, you know, shirts and hats, and we have guys that sell lots of material and things that have Maplewood Fire on them. So the association went out and we looked at it, and I, through my business, sometimes have purchased hats and jackets for guys to go out and then, you know, if it costs $8, then they pay me $8, and that's kind of how we go out and get gear and whatnot. And so I just went on and said, you know, this is no one is ever going to be able to try to take this away from us. And so we went out and I actually purchased the reserve, the name Maplewood Firefighter Fire, and also copyrighted and trademarked, I believe, the logo Maplewood Fire.
Which logo?
The logo that's on the side of the trucks, and also the logo that we use for our association.
You trademarked them for your own use?
Yes.
The city's logo?
Yes.
Okay, just so that I understand, the Maplewood Firefighters Association trademarked them.
Actually, I actually trademarked them for myself.
Okay.
Just because it's just to show it wasn't an entity. I mean, it doesn't exist, and if it would have existed, someone wouldn't have been able, I wouldn't have been able to trademark it and copy mark it. So therefore, now we have it, and we can use it for stuff if we would like to, and just go from there. It really kind of illegally protects anybody from using that, and so we have control over that, because it was never an issue to any of us. That's why we never used a logo or anything on the signs, that we didn't, any emblems, we didn't use anything, because we were not making reference to the city in any capacity.
Mr. Wurzel, did you care to follow up on that question?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Fister?
I just wanted to reaffirm the dates involved in those registrations, if I may.
Is it in your, in
yes,
the exhibits?
We put it into the Exhibit 50 and Exhibit 51.
That's fine, and we'll look at the exhibits.
They both are after our complaint is filed.
And Ms. Kay, did you have questions for the witness?
I just had one. Just on voter confusion, there was an election in 2006, a special election.
Yes.
Okay. And the Maplewood Firefighters Association, Inc. endorsed a candidate. And there was also another candidate endorsed by the full-time Maplewood Firefighters Association. I'm not sure what their union name is. And so there's two different firefighters associations that are endorsing two different candidates. Was there any voter confusion then?
No.
That you recall? Okay. That's all, Your Honor.
I'll clarify that if you want. But.
Okay. It's up to your counsel if he wants to ask you any additional questions.
What part do you think is unclear?
When Mr. Schmidt asked me if we represented all the firefighters in Maplewood, we have, it's 11 or 12 full-time union firefighters are represented by the Minnesota Professional Firefighters Association.
The Minnesota Professional,
Firefighters Association, they are a union. In the 2006 special election, they endorsed a different candidate than the Maplewood Firefighters Association, Inc. endorsed. It's like when you have two different, you know, groups of AFSCME or, you know, the police officers. Our police officers actually have, I think, three different unions, too. So.
Any follow-up? Thank you, Mr. Jolly.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm
Hold
just
on,
trying
Mr.
to
Jolly.
Keep, I have a few
okay.
questions.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, so there are 11 to 12 members of the, they are the full-time employees of the city of Maplewood, and
yep.
they are members of the Maplewood, of the Minnesota Professional Firefighters Association.
I believe that's their name, yes. It's a union.
Okay, and you are the Minnesota Firefighters Association
no.
Incorporated.
Maplewood,
Firefighters yeah. Association Incorporated, all right, MFA. And you have how many members?
There's about 80 of, 75, 80 of us.
And
we fluctuate. I mean, it changes. People come and go.
Okay. And are these members mainly the pay-per-call members?
Exclusively.
Exclusively.
Yeah. There are no full-time union firefighters in the association. They come to our meetings, but we don't, you know, we work together, you know.
So when you're talking about the new sign and how you removed the word Maplewood, are you talking about this, what's been received as Exhibit 49?
Yes.
Okay, well, there were other changes, though, that were made in that sign, correct?
Yeah, on the bottom, we, you know, well, actually, Ms. Cave clarified, you know, and reinforced the Maplewood Firefighters Association, Inc., and also the police, and I get the union number wrong. It's 135 or 153?
Do you know if the Minnesota Professional Firefighters Association, whatever the labor union is for those firefighters, have they endorsed anyone?
No, they have not. Oh, as of Saturday, they had not. I haven't heard anybody since then.
And do you, have you done any work on behalf of Ms. Cave's campaign?
How so?
Any work. I mean, are you a volunteer for her?
No.
Have you ever discussed with her the use of the term Maplewood Fire in her materials?
No.
Have you ever talked, now her husband is a member of your Maplewood Firefighters Association?
Yes, he's a paper call firefighter in Maplewood.
Okay, did you talk to him about the use of that term?
Well, I would assume he was at the meeting, most of us were, and we talked about it in 2005.
No, I'm talking about when you were making these signs.
I don't think George was even there. I don't remember, to be honest with you.
So in this 2005 meeting that you're referring to, that was a meeting between who?
It was our city business meeting. It was a department business meeting. It was the fire chief and the paper call firefighters. There was confusion. There was numerous guys out getting shirts and t-shirts and jackets, and the fire chief just simply said, we have to make some rules here, and that's why we determined those rules.
I have a follow-up question. In a couple of your answers to Judge Sheehy, you made it seem as if it was, in the first case, you made it seem as if it was an either-or proposition. Either a firefighter is a member of the full-time firefighters union or is a member of the Maplewood Firefighters Association Incorporated. As I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, but answer my question, are all Maplewood firefighters or are paid to call firefighters members of the Maplewood Firefighters Association?
They are eligible to be.
Members.
I don't know everybody. I'm sure there's some people who are not signed up.
So there's no one-for-one correspondence between Maplewood firefighter paid for call, being a paid for call firefighter, and being a member of your association?
I don't give you my one-for-one.
If you're one, are you automatically the other, as if you were an engineer? If you're a full-time firefighter in Maplewood, and you're represented by a union, by virtue of being a full-time firefighter, you are in the union.
No, you're not.
Because the union has one representation for that group.
So I think his question is, are all pay-per-call firefighters in Maplewood Firefighters Association?
I can't think of anybody who's not. I don't have the list in front of me.
It's a voluntary association of pay-per-call persons.
Correct.
Free to either join or not join.
Correct.
Right? But your belief is they all have joined?
I can't think of anybody at the top of my head who is not. I mean, I really don't remember, to be honest. I haven't seen a list. I'm not on the board. I don't have usually we get, I don't know, 20 people or so to go to a meeting. But, I mean, we get department meetings with not even 20 people show up because some people work days and nights and you cannot, leave a city. So.
Okay.
I believe you testified during the public cause hearing that there are about 30 minutes. And now you're testifying that all people probably are members because you don't really know.
Our last meeting actually had like 20 members to do that. So some are more active than others. I mean, I can go through and tell you in some points, so there's some people that show up at every meeting, other people don't show up at all. It's voluntary.
Let me ask the question in a different way that maybe will clarify what I'm trying to get at. If the board of the Maplewood Firefighters Association says something, for example, we endorse Rebecca Cady, do you think you're speaking for every Paper Hall firefighter in the city?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Wurzel, did you care to follow up?
Nothing, Your Honor.
Ms. Cave?
No, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Jelly.
Okay.